text is from Luke chapter 6. We examine it under the theme, get even with love. Before I begin, I want to express a debt of gratitude to Pastor Joshua Yonke for some of the inspiration behind this sermon. This past Monday was Valentine's Day. So I posted 1 John 4, 7 and 8 on my Facebook page out there on social media. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Needless to say, it was a very popular post. I got many likes and even a few amens. Well, I can't help but wonder what the reaction would have been had I posted the words of today's text. That's right. How would people have reacted to these words of Jesus? Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. I can't help but think that I probably would not have received very many likes. I mean, let's be honest, shall we? We don't like to hear those words. We actually wish our Lord would not have spoken them. And that's because when it comes to our enemies, we generally favor revenge over love. All too often, our motto is, and you can say it with me, I don't get mad, I get even. I don't get mad, I get even. Think about it. Is there anything sweeter than getting even with someone who has wronged you? Oh, it feels so good to get even. It feels so good to cut that social media bully down to size with our own slanderous response. Or to lay on our horn, beep, and share an obscene gesture, perhaps, with the guy who cuts you off in traffic. Let's face it, vengeance, getting even, is so common in our society that it seems that many think it's a constitutional right. Someone disrespects you, you disrespect them back. That's only fair, right? Well, as usual, in our text today, Jesus Christ turns our idea of fairness upside down. He urges us to get even in a way no sinful human mind would ever conceive. Jesus encourages us to get even with love. That's right, get even with love. My friends, Jesus understood there was a problem. He knew that in the culture he lived, most people viewed getting along with others as, well, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That was the common reaction by most people to personal conflict. Holding grudges and seeking to get even was the way most people lived their lives back then. And it's pretty much the way we still live today. But for his disciples, for his followers, Jesus outlines a very different method for dealing with enemies. A very different method for dealing with the difficult people in our lives. And as soon as I said that, that difficult person popped into your head, didn't she or you? Yes, Jesus outlines a very different method for dealing with difficult people. He says, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Jesus commands those who pick up their cross and follow him to return love for hate, blessings for curses, prayers for mistreatment. He teaches us that personal vengeance is sinful. We are to love and forgive our enemies. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? It is. This kind of love is impossible for us unless it's been given to us first. Loving unconditionally is impossible unless we've first been loved unconditionally. So here's the big question. Have you and I received that kind of love? St. Paul seems to think so. Listen to what he says in Romans chapter 5. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Self-sacrificial. Unconditional love is what God has shown to each one of us. We neither earned or deserve God's love, my friends. Think about it. Our Heavenly Father created us and gave us talents and abilities. He gave us family and possessions. He gave us blessings upon blessings. But Adam and Eve and all their descendants, including you and me, we've turned our backs on God. We've gone our own way. We do whatever seems right in our own eyes. We put our own wisdom above God's wisdom. We treat his 10 commandments as if they were the 10 suggestions. We misuse and abuse God's good gifts and God's blessings. And we are quick to question, doubt, and blame God when he doesn't give us what we want. Yes, we sin against God by our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We all have turned astray. Everyone's gone to his own way. And so how does God get even with us who have wronged him? He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us. That's right. While we were yet sinners and enemies of God, Christ died for us. Our loving Heavenly Father allowed sinful humanity to do its very worst to his own son. Think about what they did to Jesus. Curse him, slap him, whip him, spit on him, strip him naked, nail him to the cross. Awful. And how did Jesus respond? How did Jesus get even? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Talk about unconditional love. Talk about getting even with love. If you ever wonder how God should have treated us, wretched sinners, look to the cross. That's what we deserved. If you ever wonder how God has treated us, again, look to the cross. See God's Son hanging there in your place. That's how much God loves you. His Son suffered for your lovelessness. His Son died for the times you took vengeance into your own hands. That's how much God loves you. That's how God got even with you. Unconditional love. Self-sacrificial love. Loving the unlovable. God so loved the world. God so loved you and me that He gave His one and only Son. We know that. We believe that. We confess that. Then why is it so hard for us to love our enemies? The biggest reason is that we've been looking the wrong direction. Instead of looking at what our God has done for us, we're judging whether we believe an individual deserves our love or not. And it's real simple. They don't. But you and I don't either. And the fact that God has given us love we don't deserve is the only reason we can return love for hate. Yes, that God has given us love we don't deserve is the only reason we can return love for hate, blessings for curses, and prayers for mistreatment. So when the question pops into your head, why should I love my enemy? It's not because they deserve it. It's because God loved you and gave you His only Son, Jesus Christ. That's right. God loved you. He showed unconditional love to you, that unconditional love of God and Jesus Christ may flow into you and through you to those around you, including the difficult people and your enemies. My friends, God knows how tempting it is, to simply adhere to the world's behavioral standards. That's why Jesus says in our text, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. The way of the world is to do good to your friends and evil to your enemies. Let me say that again. The way of the world is to do good to your friends and evil to your enemies. But Jesus says, love your enemies. Do good to them. lend to them without expecting to get back. This marks you as a child of the Most High God, who is kind and merciful even to the ungrateful and even to the wicked. My friends, the call to pick up your cross and follow Jesus is to call to allow his unconditional love to flow into you and then through you to those around you, including those difficult people that pop into your head right now, including those who mistreat you, including our enemies. Jesus is asking for a lot, isn't he? And you might think, how is that possible? It's right back there. Baptism. That's right. You have the font right there. You pass it every time you enter this sanctuary. That font reminds you that in baptism, you are united with Jesus Christ in his death and raised with Jesus Christ in his resurrection. In baptism, you became a new creation. You were free from your slavery to your sinful flesh. The Spirit of God now lives in your heart and empowers you to bring to God your sin, to come to him in repentance. Forgive me, Lord, for all the times I have chosen to get even. Forgive me, Lord, for the many times I have stumbled when it comes to loving my enemies and the difficult people in my life. God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am. And God says, take, eat. This is my body. Jesus said, take, drink. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. You're my baptized son. You're my baptized daughter. I've gifted you with my Holy Spirit. That you may say no to sin. No to satisfying the desires of your sinful flesh. No to get even. Through sinful behavior. And yes, to getting even with love. With showing love that is patient and kind. It's the Holy Spirit, my friends, who enables us to love our enemies. It's the Holy Spirit who enables us to produce the fruits of faith, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control in our lives, and yes, in our interaction with those difficult people. And even our enemies. My friends, Jesus says, love your enemies. But he doesn't say, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. He says, feed your faith. Feed your faith received in baptism upon word and sacraments. And my Spirit will strengthen you and empower you to love your enemies, to turn the other cheek, to be generous with what God has given you, because you know that your true reward is safe in heaven. Yes, your true reward, forgiveness and eternal life, is safe because it's been purchased and won not with gold and silver, but with Christ's holy precious blood. Blood he shed for you, and blood he shed for your enemies. So we leave here today, empowered by the Holy Spirit, through word and sacraments, to live each day for Jesus, to love our enemies, to get even with may God grant it in your life and mine for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses your understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus and the life everlasting.